www.theliberty.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Case in point. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Do you believe that we ever been to the moon? I wanted to bring a case in point to prove my point as to, quote unquote, as to what Ben Franklin said. Benny. You know, that's a great Benjamin. Question. Jake. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you think anybody could answer? I'll tell you what. This is what I'll do. Just to get some new callers in here, have a little fun with you. Tell me
who's the president?
Yeah.
On the $100 bill?
Yeah. And if you can tell me that, I'll give you a... Come on. Trivia.
Bradley Dean will give you a $100 bill.
No. Now, Jake, you said that on the radio goof. Now, Jake, you know what happened there? For everybody that calls in, Jake is giving you the $100.
If you can tell me the president on the $100 bill.
I ain't giving $100.
I will. I'll give you $100.
Jake's going to give him $100, Heather. Is that okay with you?
What are you asking her for?
Well, she wears the pants. Well, if she doesn't wear them, at least she tells you which ones to wear.
My pants have the wallet in it.
Oh.
Yours don't.
But who has the card? Hey, folks, I would hold Jake up on that $100. 1-877-807-9977. Tell him the president on the $100 bill. And
yeah.
You just got yourself $100. Now, how are you gonna deal with that?
Once they call, we'll deal with it.
Now, listen, I'm going to call home right now and say, honey, call in here. 1-877-807-9977. Jake will give you $100.
$100.
And, folks, I will hold him to it right now on live radio. Doesn't get any better than that. Ben Franklin wrote a pamphlet called Information to Those Who Would Remove to America. That would mean to move to America. It was intended to be a guide for Europeans who were thinking of relocating in America. In it, he said, hence, bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable considerations to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christian religion, under its various denominations, Baptists, Catholics, Lutherans, so on and so forth, it's only tolerated but respected and practiced under its various denominations. Atheism is unknown here. I'm noticing the phones are lighting up here, aren't they? Yeah, so what you going to do about that, Jake?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm prepared. I've got my whole strategy.
Ben Franklin said of atheists, atheism is unknown there in America. Infidelity, rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having... James is getting your money, Jake. I'm telling you. So that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either an atheist or an infidel. Now I need a couple more callers. 1-877-807-9977. Tell Jake, who's on the $100 bill, what president is on the $100 bill, and he will give you $100.
You got another one.
All right. Well, I told you, Jake. You said it.
I did.
Yes, you did.
I'm fully prepared.
Heather, you know, we're going to just light them all up. 1-877-807-9977. We'll get rid of his whole paycheck this week.
I wonder if James George Washington.
Do you think so?
I think it is.
Okay, we got to get back to this. But hey, I read what Ben Franklin said. Just to prove my point here. He said it. I didn't. He's right. Okay, yep. Here we go. Lighten them up, bro. 1-877-807-9977.
James is smart, too. I know that.
And by the way, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give every one of these guys a free DVD. I will, just for being a nice guy.
Because I made the
DVD,
that's
so
right.
It's okay.
And it's a very good DVD on my end. Okay. I think that they know they're not going to get that $100 from me.
No, they're going to get the $100 from me because I'm going to help them along. 1-877-807-9977. Okay. Come on. All right. Yep. Nope. Got them. I'm just going to keep going on here, Jake, until they're all lit up. 1-877-807-9977. Tell Jake who's the president that's on the $100 bill, and he will give you $100 cash. I'm curious as to see how you're going to squirm on this.
I've got it all figured out.
Do you?
But people are calling.
You can't get.
They think they've got it figured out.
But you can't give the people a cheap shot here, Jake. You just can't give them a cheap shot.
I want to make sure that people understand. I'm talking about the current $100 bill from this year.
He's got
no tricks.
He's got some people calling in, and they're posting stuff up online. Can I tell the people what that says, Jake?
Well, we can take him on the air and see if he.
Okay. No. But we're not going to answer the real question. So if we take this guy, we're going to say, keep going. 1-877-807-9977. You and your big pie hole, dude. You got it coming. You really do. We're going to take Chase. Chase, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Now, don't say it if you know it, okay, Chase?
Oh, I will.
No. I don't want you to say it. I don't want you to say it. What is the name of the president on the $100 bill? I just want you to say what is posted up on the screen.
Posted up on the screen? I don't have a screen in front of me. Well, I'm assuming that it says what I'm going to say, right? And it's saying that in 1880, Abraham Lincoln was the president on the $100 bill. And as far as I'm concerned, because they didn't say the current $100 bill when you're originally talking about it and promised $100. So, Abraham Lincoln, that's my final answer.
Well, Jake is sitting here with a big old cheese and smile on his face, so he's confident about something.
I did say, though, Chase, got on to talk.
No, but I said
it has to be the current.
I already called in and talked to that nice lady, Heather, and she was laughing.
She is a nice lady. Okay. You're right about that.
Now just keep in mind, when you call in, just keep in mind we're friends, okay? I think.
Yeah, I know. Okay. We're all good.
Okay, cool. All right, well, thank you for your call, Chase.
thank you.
You got a free DVD coming.
You know what
we
do oftentimes is we go into, like, stores, and we just ask them if they take Alaskan money here.
Yeah.
And they go and get their manager because they don't know.
No, I can't ask my manager. I think so.
All right. James in Washington, D.C., you got Jake McMillan, the other guy, and he's kind of pushed back in the corner right now. So can you go ahead and tell us the name of the president on the $100 bill?
There is no president on the $100 bill.
That means you don't get $100.
No, it's Benjamin Franklin was never president.
That's true. Is this James Manship?
What happened to James?
D.C.
Okay, he's calling out of D.C. We were just there, brother from another mother. Okay.
You know what? There's a guy who actually is George Washington in D.C. right now.
No. James called in good faith. Yeah. I heard what you said.
Yep.
Now, Jake, we're not going to get in a cat fight over this.
No.
Okay, are you going to compensate James? Because if I was James, I would want my $100.
James couldn't tell me the president on the $100 bill.
I didn't actually hear any commitment for $100, so I'm not going to hold you to that.
Well, what a nice guy. What, did you tell this guy to call in?
No.
Do you know James?
I don't have any friends.
James,
it's a misconception that Franklin was president, so I just wanted to...
Thank you.
The truth to me is more important than anything else. So.
Thank you. Awesome. You got a smart guy here. Now, hey, James, can you hang on 1 minute? Heather wants to talk to you. I got to roll over to the next segment in just a minute after this break. Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to hold Jake to his $100 bet deal... No, hey, you know what? No gambling here, brother.
That's the deal.
That's the devil's methods, we don't do that here. 1-877-807-9977.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system, system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Wouldn't you have, Carrie?
Indeed.
Did you hear what
they might have dropped off because it's silent during the break?
Well, yeah, folks.
Tell them to call back.
If you like, are you on the radio with me right now?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead and say it.
If you called in before, it might be silent on the break, so sometimes we lose callers. So if you want to call back, give a call back.
1-877-807-9977. I want to see this $100 go out the door.
I can't, though. That's
why do you
thing.
Seem so calm and collective about all this, Jake? I mean, you went and stuck both of them in your hole.
It can't go out the door. There is no present on the $100 bill, so nobody will ever be able to tell me there's a present on the $100
bill. So that's why
bill.
They just dropped off.
I would hope so.
Now, I bet a lot of people are probably hanging
together.
Over on this whole Alaskan thing, too. Folks, Alaska is a part of the 50 states.
It is fun to do
not
that.
Not 57
a
like Obama said,
that's
but 50
true.
States.
Oh, God. Yeah. It is. That is a fun thing to do at the drive-thru, though.
You just said gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I know the mics clip.
No, so they do.
If I do this.
You no, won't. It really does bother me. I don't like when people say God.
No.
I don't
taking his just, name in vain. What's
totally.
The point?
I don't know. I thought that was really cool that James just did that.
Yeah. That was cool. I was sweating on that one.
Were you?
I thought maybe I was wrong and there
you know,
was a
you know
president.
What he did, James? I want you to know. He said that was really cool.
Was
yeah,
awesome.
I bet it was really cool. Especially when I looked at your wife, her face is beet
she's
red.
Like, what? That's for my baby's diapers.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I don't have
and she's you know what? She's
anymore.
Got some new pants over there.
Yeah, that's why she was sweating it out.
And I noticed they're not as loose as the ones that you were wearing prior to this segment.
Yeah.
They're a little bit tighter. They're called skinnies.
Skinnies.
Yeah.
I saw a video of a skinny.
I think she got you skinnies, the tight pants, so she carries the wallet from now on.
It
you see how that
fit.
Works? You just got to think things through.
Yeah.
All right.
I wasn't thinking.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you want to put your neck out on the chopping block with?
Get close. I'll put my neck out on this. That we the
now
people.
Yeah, go ahead.
Of the United States of America, in order to form a more perfect union and establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution, for the United States of America.
Amen.
I put my neck on that one.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Okay.
And they signed it in the year of our Lord. So yeah. Who was their Lord? Christ.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson, all of his letters that he would sign, in the year of our Lord Christ.
Yeah.
That was how he signed them.
Yeah, and this is the guy that said lines between church and state, yeah, but that's another issue.
To keep that out.
Yep. Let's get back to sowing and reaping. Now, friends, I want you to keep this in check as to what I just said, lines between church and state.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Jefferson was the president of the United States of America. He was also the president of public schools in Washington, D.C. The two books that were suggested by Thomas Jefferson were Watts' Hymnals and the Bible. Okay. In 1792, Congress printed off Bibles. The Bible was in public schools. You had to pray up until 1962. Right? Well, you didn't have to. It was voluntary, of course. The Ten Commandments were posted. You had to graduate Bible courses before you could graduate certain public high schools in this country.
Yep.
You've been lied to, my modern friends.
Yep.
In every sense of the word.
If anybody doesn't know, 2 days, I think it was on a Friday that Jefferson wrote that letter to the Danbury Baptist. Two days later.
Did he sign the Declaration of Independence? I bet nobody
one of those
ever
authors
brings that up. And he talks about the laws of nature and nature's God and mm-hmm. how we receive our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. And then at the very end of the letter, after all the usurpations of the tyrant King George, it talks about how they implored the supreme judge of the world.
Mm-hmm.
How come nobody ever talks about that? And that's the bedrock of our government.
2 days after he writes the separation of church and state letter, he goes to church. And guess where he went to church? In the United States Capitol. Because that's where church services were held.
And hey, since 1777, dude, you can still go into the Supreme Court and you have a preacher. And what do? God save the U.S.
Yeah. Paid preacher on the payroll.
Yeah, on the payroll.
And he gets dollar bills that have "In God We Trust."
And don't let all these new organizations like Freedom from Religion and
the
ACLU. I think so.
But that was like a club for
lunatics. Maybe it was one of the family lineage of Voltaire. I don't know. But how would they have any money due to the fact that he was broke?
That's true. Maybe his relatives then bought into stock for printing Bibles since it's the top selling book in the world.
Probably. Remember Madeline Murray O'Hare? Remember she's the woman that wanted to remove all of God from public life? Did you guys know that she was actually killed? I bet at the point of her being murdered, I bet she probably wished within herself that that person that was going to kill her knew the Ten Commandments where it says, thou shalt not kill.
Yep.
But that didn't apply to her, did it?
No.
Oh, case in point, her son has a ministry in Washington, D.C. now. Isn't that interesting
how
that works? Man,
God is not mocked.
It's a bad place to put yourself.
Yep.
A bad, bad plan.
It's bad.
It really is.
Kiss the son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way. So it sounds
and
like
who
son
is he talking to there, Jake?
Kiss
judges.
Yep.
Judges that pervert the law.
Right.
In other words, he's saying, you better meet me on my terms, because if you don't, it's not a good place. Folks, listen, if Scripture is very threatening to wickedness.
Yes.
And God has a government that enforces those threatenings. Now, that is to those that persist in their ways.
That's right.
Is God a merciful God? Yes, he is. But do you have a knowledge of right and wrong? Because if you do, there's the mercy.
That's right.
Because you've been given the truth.
And look at that threatening exemplified on the cross of Calvary. It's
Amen.
A mixture of his threatenings coming to pass and his great love for mankind and redemption.
By putting his son on the cross for our sin.
Yep.
How could anybody be mad at it?
Yeah.
And let me ask you the other question. What other supposed religion in, just think about that. Huh?
None.
I like that.
None.
Now, were we waiting for something? Isn't Mellow in here, or are you guys just boring?
Well, I've been,
I mean, seriously, I mean, it's kind of like...
I've been known to get a little crazy sometimes.
I don't know if crazy is the right word.
Yeah.
I would have thought something different.
Yeah.
Foolish. William Murray, son of Madeline Murray, is the chairman of the Religious Freedom Coalition, a nonprofit organization in Washington, D.C. Huh.
Wise son.
Make it a glad father.
Mm-hmm.
How's that working out for you, old Maddie?
Huh? Maddie.
Maddie. Sowing and reaping. Some will say, but still, I don't believe it. Well, let's go over to Mr. Wise guy, Mr. Mussolini. Did you guys like that?
Mussolini.
Mussolini. This is the guy that raised his hand towards heaven in front of a group of people and said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. He didn't do it just once. It was recorded that he did it three times. I cannot even believe anybody would submit to a clown like Mussolini or Hitler, that freak, or any dictator as far that goes. That look at this clown in office.
Yeah.
Would it be more proper to say ventriloquist?
Ventriloquist.
Thank you.
And his smiley partner.
Mussolini raised his hand towards heaven, Jay, friends, and he said, if you're there, strike me dead. Does anybody know how Mussolini died? Because his own people took him, hung him upside down with his mistress.
There we go.
Caught in adultery. They bashed his head in and her. They killed him, both. And they hung him upside down for all of the country to see. God, if you're there, strike me dead. Did God prefer that? Absolutely not. But what would be in a man to spit against heaven that surely he would be hung up in his own town square for all to see? What us? Who won the day?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's important here.
God having mercy on the people.
But we're talking about reaping and sowing. It's not a good place to put yourself when you're warring with God. There's a war between you and God's law, friends. The Ten Commandments are against you. The first comes forward and says, let him be cursed, for he denies me. He has another God besides me. His God is his belly, and he yields homage to his lust. All the Ten Commandments, like ten great canons, are pointed at you today. For you have broken all God's statutes and lived daily in neglect of all of his commands. Soul, you will find it a hard thing to go to war with the law. When the law came in peace, Sinai was altogether on smoke, and even Moses said, I exceeding fear and quake. I got a question for any of those that listen to me right now. What will you do when the law of God comes in terror, when the trumpet of the archangel shall tear you from your grave, when the eyes of God shall burn their way into your guilty soul, when the great book shall be open and all your sin, transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4, and shame shall be punished? The question I have for you, my friends, can you stand against an angry law in that day? Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. Nope. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, how do you appease this situation? You repent of your sin, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and you find yourself in his son, Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's how you find reconciliatory measures, and not outside through his blood. Amen. Folks, when I come back, I'm going to talk about, but you just don't believe what the Bible has to say. I'm going to give you some more history, because this is going to blow you three different ways backwards. Is it possible to be blown backwards three different ways? Well, we're about to find that out, so hopefully you're sitting down. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. If you got a story like reaping and sowing, we want to hear it. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. WiseFoods.com. Wise Foods. Ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterfilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Sowing and reaping. I love the topic. We did a little bit of this out of Maryland a while back. Had some problems going on there. Not saying any names. Of course, not mine. Mm-mm. It's your fault.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
I'm sure somehow.
Well, dude, if I'd have known it was your fault for real, I would have docked you in pay.
Well, I... What does it say? Leaders rush to situations to solve them.
That's right. But you don't wait until after the starting point of the program to fix them.
No, you don't.
It doesn't say anything about that.
No. That wasn't part of the quote.
No, wait a second. We got a guy named Bob from Montana that's on the radio. He's going to be on the radio in just a second here. But did you know, folks, I want to this shows the intellectual genius of this crew. Bob, you can spell his name forward and backwards, and it spells the same thing. You think Bob knows that? Do you think he knows that?
I think he just found out.
Bob from Montana, Bradley and Jake, welcome to
the... I recognize symmetry and everything.
So you already knew that then, Bob. You've been told that before.
No, I've also been accused of being an armless, legless man in a swimming pool. But let's.
Isn't that bad? I've heard them all. I know. It's like, geez, Bob. Anyways, so I'm not...
Robert. We'll call him Robert.
Robert, that's
better.
That's
what I go by on Facebook. That's my official name.
Are we friends, Bob? Robert?
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
man,
cool.
I love you guys' show. A breath of fresh air.
Now, how are you listening to us right now, Bob?
I think it's KMMS here in Bozeman, isn't it?
But what? You're
awesome.
From Bozeman?
Yeah.
I was born there, Bob.
Wait a second, Bob.
Do you have the hot springs still?
Just hang on a second. Now, Bob is our guest now, but hang on a second, Bob, just for 1 second. Now, we've had people call from California, from the West.
I was born there, too.
I,
I was born in East L.A., but yeah.
So was I! So was I!
Not Montebello.
This is... no way. So you were born in two places at one time?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, close enough.
It, okay.
They closed the streets here.
All right.
But technically, I think, is East L.A.
Bob, I do have a question. Is the hot spring still open and has the big school bus up there?
You know, they had a fire and they rebuilt a bunch of stuff, and it's better than before, I hear.
Wow.
I haven't been in there for a while.
I've been there for over a decade.
Bob sounds like a smart guy, doesn't he?
Yeah,
Bob, can I ask you a question really quick?
You guys just enjoy hearing them.
Can you spell the word shop out loud for me really quick?
Shop, S-H-O-P.
One more time.
S-H-O-P.
And what do you do when you come to a green light? You?
I go forward.
Good
nice.
Boy.
Jimmy, almost at a stop.
You know,
my friend Bill Rhodes talked about this guy, and he stops when it's a green light.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
He just blows through red lights. I'm sorry, he just blows through red lights. He goes, says, my brother does it all the time.
Yes.
Blows through another one. What are you doing? My brother does this all the time. And stops at a green light. Says, what are you doing? Says, my brother might be coming through. You know.
This is Montana's best, right? No, Jake was born there. I'm shooting this at Jake.
Well,
not at you, Bob.
He's the nephew of the guy who built the Rhodes keyboard.
Me?
Harold Rhodes.
Oh, okay.
And he's quite a character. He was from L.A. too, and we just have a lot in common.
Are you a musician, Bob?
Yeah, I am. Kind of. I've been doing Christian music for since the mid '80s. I started writing my own stuff, I guess.
Oh, cool. Have you heard of Junkyard Prophet then? Junkyard Prophet.
Junkyard Prophet. Yeah.
I thought
it was a French guy. Junkyard Prophet.
Oh, no. I'm actually the drummer for Junkyard Prophet.
I don't know if you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
You're laughing.
So,
Bob, are you laughing at me, Bob?
No. I was laughing at myself.
Okay, go ahead with your question, your comment, Bob. We've harassed him enough, Jake.
You know, I started interacting with people on the internet in 1986 and using that internet. Somebody's knocking at the door. It's probably Baxter. Hey, Baxter, come on in. Baxter used to play with Chubby Checker. Here he is.
Oh, hey. Hey, so did our guitar player. No, I kid you negative. Renee Benton.
Wow.
That's true.
Chubby Checker was born in Bozeman, Montana, too.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was born right next to him, actually.
Wow, Jake.
Wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
I was from Alabama.
Neither was Jake, but go ahead, Bob.
Anyway, so, my observation over the years, one thing is that there's just, I think what I'd like to say it like a famous person. What we have here is a failure to discern the body of Christ. You know? I think that's basically one of the root issues we have. Everybody's so concerned about being nice and appearing nice that they do not want to obey the words of Jesus. They want to ignore certain key words of Jesus. And so they wind up forming for themselves another God.
Yep.
And we wonder why everything's so, you know, messed up. Well, nobody will say anything because their real God is society. Their real God is not offending anybody. That's their real God. They deny that Jesus ever offended anybody. They think...
Thanks.
He's holding up 100.
You know what's interesting about Jesus too, Bob, is people, when Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am?
Sure.
It's interesting that people have this picture of Jesus Christ as walking around, and I say this as a man, but truthfully, as to the way men think in their carnal minds. That Jesus is walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, saying everything's okay, when in fact he is not.
Right.
He is not at all. He's a man of war. But when he was asked, when he asked the questions to his disciples, he said, who do men say that I am? They said, some say you're Jeremiah, some say you're Elijah, some say that you're one of the old prophets. And if you look in Hosea, the prophets were sent to hew in half. So, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? How far backwards men really are. And by the way, that's why we're talking about reaping and sowing today, is because people need to understand that he is a judge, and his very habitation is righteousness and judgment. The Bible says clouds and darkness are round about him, that a fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. And if you want to see the nice side of God, why don't you go ahead and look at the book of Nahum? Because he don't play, and that's what I love about my father. He doesn't play, but I want to make sure that I'm also in holiness so I can understand properly his character.
It's like Martin Luther said, if I'm under the blood, Lord, because at that time he was dealing with world empires. If I'm under the blood, then strike. But he was
smart enough to know. That's right.
Yep. I need to be under the blood, too, here. Yeah. This isn't a personal issue. It's an issue of redemption, and these men are wicked. Yeah. So, Lord, if I'm under that blood, then strike so that the people can see the light, and eventually they did see the light.
And I wanted to add 2 points to what you were saying as well. People are quiet about their faith, Bob, because they don't have any faith.
Right? Yeah.
Number one. And number two is politically correctness.
Uh-huh.
They're traitors to principles.
Yep.
They're willing to be nice and the demise of their own country.
Right. Yeah.
That is a lack
children.
Of gratitude. Yes.
Own children. They're just nicey-nice about everything to the point of allowing a media. If they would just look. There's a, you know, I mean, humankind is pretty least common denominator. I mean, you don't have to look too hard to figure it out. There's a racist conspiracy. And, you know, everybody that runs everything is, they're all white European / and they think they're Jews, a lot of them. But, you know, we're told who Jews are in Romans 11. We're told who the real Israel is.
Amen.
And
fighters, amen.
Israel is those who dwell in what God is doing. And these people aren't dwelling in what he's doing. They're just trying to changemonger everybody out of existence.
That's right. No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. For the sake of time, Bob, do call us again. Go ahead. Heather wants to pick you up, and Jake wants to add one more thing.
And this is really kind of irrelevant, but is the pickle barrel still in existence in Bozeman, Montana?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, good ice cream.
Really?
Yeah, we should drive our bikes there.
Well, since we're millionaires, maybe we should just take our Learjet and go get some pickles today. Hey,
yeah,
Bob, can we meet
you? Into town, visit the synthesizer museum and studio here, and yeah.
We'll do it.
We'll connect
Bob,
with
stay
you, Bob.
In touch. We appreciate you.
We're going to put you on hold here. Heather's going to pick you up and get your info. Thanks, Bob.
Cool.
That was very cool.
Cool, yeah. Hey, Heather, send him a free video, would you? Okay, if he doesn't have one already. Sowing and reaping, so you may not believe what the Bible has to say about it. Then look at history and see if the law is not true. Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine, but was drowned himself. Sultane Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane. You reap what you sow. Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians. Soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. Touch not mine anointed, friends. Hello. Valiant caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burnt alive. He was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage, where guess what, friends? He was burned alive. You reap what you sow. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Marie Antoinette, writing to Notre Dame Cathedral for her bridal, bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession. She could not endure the sight of these miserable ones, and soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding toward the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and as hard as granite. Isn't this interesting? But folks, this is something you never hear about. No, them little poor little pansy Christians, them capitulators, man. No. A lack of Christianity. And keep in mind, friends, nobody rebuked the Christian professed hypocrites more than Christ himself did. When Fallon was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, "Let them eat grass." Afterward, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and guess what they did, friends? You reap what you sow. They filled his mouth with grass. Doesn't matter if you believe at this point. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, friends, but if you stand in front of one, you're going to get hit. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap.
Reality is reality. I'm reminded of the scripture where Pilate said unto Christ, "Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to destroy thee and have power to release thee?" And Christ looked at him, the king of the universe, and said, "You could have no power at all against me except it were given you from above." That's where Christ is. The Pharisees, speaking unto Christ, said, "Get out, depart hence, for Herod's going to kill you."
Yeah.
Speaking of Herod,
amen.
Christ turned and said unto him, "You go tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected."
It sounds like John the Baptist when he went and pointed his finger at Herod's face, told him, confronted him of all of his evils, and the professed Christians are trying to figure out what the problem is. Yeah. Yet Moses, the meekest man alive, right, power under control, what did he do, friends? He went to the face of Moses and Pharaoh, to the Pharaoh, and Pharaoh reaped what he sowed real quick, and out of his own mouth, he was judged. We'll be right back for our final segment, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety? Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
We got Justin. We'll take his call real quick, and then Heather wants to get online and share her little story. She's got to be a part of all this.
That's true.
Can I be
this,
a part?
Well, this is the one that wears Jake's pants.
Can I jump in?
No, I think it's only fair. You'll notice, too, because she's got a really deep voice. It's kind of different hearing a girl talk like that.
Yeah.
But she's pretty authoritative, right? Justin, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, welcome to the show.
Yep, I was going to make it real quick. I was working at a workplace once, and I was standing up for Christ in my workplace, and my manager at the time did not like me. He tried to fire me, tried to discipline me, and all this other things. He was exposed like 3 months later for doing something wrong in the company, and he was fired and removed after he tried to fire me.
Sounds like he must be a really good guy. You mean, so it's like Scripture says that you're the apple of the Lord's eye?
Don't mess with the Lord's anointed.
No, this isn't going around and tempting God and trying to, we're found in Christ's righteousness, not our own. And there is quite a difference, because some people can go around and be do-gooders and they think they're in the will of God and smack. But wait a second, we got to make sure that we're under the Spirit of Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And then, and only that. No, you're going to get on the radio She's trying to hand it off to me right now, by the way. But that's not going to fly. But no, Justin, I totally get it, and I appreciate your phone call. Once you stay online, Heather will pick it up, and she'll give you a free DVD because I'm in a good mood today.
And you're a good guy.
Jake?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to put a fleece out there for support real quick before
yes.
we take Heather?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I just promoted it on our on Sons of Liberty on Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. We have a Sons of Liberty membership. Let's call it that. You become a son or daughter of Liberty. Become a platinum son or daughter of Liberty Gold. There's different levels, and it's a way for you to get involved with this fight. Your donations allow us to continue doing what we're doing across the country, whether it be a public school, a college campus, another group, a Christian group, a church, you name it.
We got referrals online as well if you'd like to check them out. Yes.
Tons of those, and also with our outlets, and also with this radio broadcast. We just heard Bob calling from Montana. People called in from Washington, D.C. earlier. All over the country, people are being touched. You can become a part of that. Don't let money keep you from doing that. Money is something that we're to be stewards over, and God gives that. So if you are so moved and God so puts it on your heart, we would ask that you would donate finances to this ministry so that we can continue to expand the influence of Christ through the radio show and everything else that the Sons of Liberty
do.
And
no matter where you're at, the doors are wide open.
That's right.
Come on down to Annandale, Minnesota.
Just had some guests come in 2 minutes
just
ago.
Just now from South Dakota.
Yep. So it happens on quite a regular basis.
Yeah, it does.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You'll see. Become a son or daughter of liberty on the right-hand side of the website.
Martin Luther said that God gave us five fingers so money would fall through. Now, we all know Martin Luther wasn't a rich man. He was just doing the will of God, and he's remembered as such.
That's right.
It says in Malachi 3 that God will write a book of remembrance of those that fear the Lord. Now, I know people's, you know, their thoughts and what they're told. And, you know, the media likes to expose bad preachers out there that are doing things for the wrong reasons, which doesn't happen quite often. But I can tell you, for the most part, you have to be upright. And especially in a ministry where we're nailing things that we're nailing,
right,
friends, we have got such a tight organization here, and attorneys and so on and so forth. That's why I'm opening the doors. That's why I'm saying, come on down here, see what it's about. You can see right when you walk in the door that we represent Christ. Everything that we do is posted. Referrals are online. And on top of it, you even get to see Jake.
Yes.
And
I'll be here.
I would donate to do that. But if you'd like to donate, the number is 1-877-807-9977, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and please support. Yesterday, we gave you some stories as to what the radical homosexuals were doing, trying to target the ministry and get us kicked out of our stores. And we just want to let you know that, folks, we got to take it over the top of the heads of what they're doing, and we're winning the day. So let's do this thing together. We can win the day, and we are winning the day.
You know, somebody gave me an analogy once. It's like the ocean. The ocean is huge, and the waves, what do you always see in the ocean? Not beautiful water, but people take note of the waves. The waves are such a small percentage of what the body of water is in the ocean. So once the ocean swells, it overcomes those waves just like the snap of your fingers. And that's the same thing with us and you. That's the best way to overcome the waves, if you will, the ones that get all the attention. You just swell yourself and it's over with.
What a great analogy. Wow. Did you get that, Gary?
I just
turn his mic off.
Yeah. Literally. Was that on the air?
She said that was deep. No pun intended.
Literally deep.
Yes.
And folks, we hope
that's
you are deep.
That's right. Aside of that, you ever wonder why rich people treat people that do what we do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at times, not always, rare as hen's teeth, but the point is the point. Like, they're doing us a favor by supporting us. But they got to remember that if it wasn't for ministries like this, you wouldn't have the freedom that you have.
That's right.
And that's why we're doing all this together. And the other thing is there's no such thing as a luggage rack on top of a hearse.
Can't bring it with you.
No, you can't. So anyways, let's get Heather on here. Hey, Heather.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, right. Don't get it.
Hello.
Come on. This is what Heather sounded like. Yeah.
Yeah, Brad, go ahead. Let it all out.
Yeah, go ahead there, big gay.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Go ahead, sissy.
Okay, so this is an analogy I just pulled up, and it's on a sowing and reaping on a positive note. And it's about a story of a poor Scottish farmer. His name was Fleming. And it says, one day while trying to make a living for his family, he heard a cry for help coming from a nearby bog. He dropped his tools and ran to the bog. There, mired to his waist in black muck, was a terrified boy, screaming and struggling to free himself. Farmer Fleming saved the lad from what could have been a slow and terrifying death. The next day, a fancy carriage pulled up to the Scotman's sparse surroundings. An elegantly dressed nobleman stepped out and introduced himself as the father of the boy Farmer Fleming had saved. "I want to repay you," said the nobleman. "You saved my son's life." "No, I cannot accept payment for what I did," the Scottish farmer replied, waving off the offer. At that moment, the farmer's own son came to the door of the family hovel. Is that your son? The nobleman asked. "Yes," the farmer replied proudly. "I'll make you a deal. Let me take him and give him a good education. If the lad is anything like his father, he'll grow to be a man you can be proud of." And that he did. In time, Farmer Fleming's son graduated from St. Mary's Hospital Medical School in London and went on to become known throughout the world as the noted Sir Alexander Fleming, the discoverer of penicillin. Years afterward, the nobleman's son was stricken with pneumonia. Who saved him? Penicillin. The name of the nobleman? Lord Randolph Churchill. His son's name? Sir Winston Churchill.
Interesting. Wow. There's an anointing on that. The spirit only bears witness to the truth. There's an anointing on that. That's pretty awesome stuff. I got another story for you. You hear about the little boy that was out in the lake and he started to drown? Started to cry out for help and he was crying, "Help, help." Guy on shore runs out and he picks him up, pulls him out, resuscitates him. Little boy was so thankful for that man saving his life. Little boy grew up and he turned out to be a criminal. Standing in front of the judge one day, he looked at the judge. He said, "Hey, I think I know you. I've seen you before." The judge looks down at the little boy and says, "Hang on a second. Weren't you that little boy that I pulled out of the water and I saved your life? I resuscitated you and the whole thing. And I showed mercy to you?" The little boy said, "Yeah, that's right. That's who you are, isn't it, Judge? You are the one that saved my life." Right? Sure was. The judge looked down at the little boy and said to him, "That was the day that I was your savior. Now I'm your judge." Friends, we have a choice to make every step of the way through. Is he our Savior, and do we live as unto him as such, or do we want to chance it and tempt God's justice and live the way that we want to live? Because I'll tell you what, the positives are all around us in Christ. The power, the life, the righteousness, the goodness, the truth. And outside of that, either we're going to live for the blood, or else we're going to be judged by the blood. And by the way, that's in the natural as well. You just can't get away from it. So friends, is he your Savior or is he your judge today?
I'm reminded of the scripture that says, "Behold my servant," speaking of Christ in the book of Matthew, "whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased." This is God speaking of Christ, his son. "I will put my spirit upon him and he will show judgment to the Gentiles." Judgment is not bad when you're under the blood or when you're innocent. Judgment is redemptive, and that's exactly what Christ came to do. He came to judge, to decipher, to give mercy. But to those that forsake their own mercy, the judgment unto them is hell, and spoken of 54 times in the New Testament.
Yeah.
And on this earth right now...
But we're not hellfire preachers.
No.
Hell is for those and reserved for those that refuse to repent before God.
That's right. They forsake their own mercy.
We fear God. We don't fear hell, friends.
Right.
Christ
is here to give redemption.
Some might say that's pretty harsh, but listen to what Mark Twain rightly said. He said, "Most people are bothered by those passages of Scripture that they don't understand. But for me, I've always noticed that the passages that bother me the most are those that I do understand." We're preachers at the cross, friends. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Next week, we'll probably talk about the Declaration, our foundations, and Monday through Friday, we're going to be talking about the education of those dummies called our forefathers, folks, just the opposite, intellectual geniuses. Even at the age of 4 years old, reading through the Bible, crazy stuff. Talk to you on Monday. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in
47 hours.
47 hours. Jeez, Jake.
That's quick.
Sometimes it's just
the end
best.
Of the show. Being quiet.
Shutting up, sir.
Shoot.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.